This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Shir in Pirkei Avos, Perek Dalet, from the Sefer Musar Avos. Ben Zoma Omer Ezeu Chacham Halomid Mikol Adam, Shneamra Mikol Melamda Hiskalti, Keidosecho Sicholi. Ezeu Gibor Hakovish Esitzro, Shneamra Tov Erech Hapayim, Migibor Umosha Barucho Milokeid Ir. Who's a real chacham, somebody who learns from everybody. Who's a real strong person, a person who can control his desires. Ezeo asher ha-samea b'chelko. Who's really rich, somebody who's satisfied with what he has. Sh'ne'emar yigia kapecha kisochel ashrecha v'tovlach. Ashrecha b'olam hazeh v'tovlach l'ba. Person who enjoys the work, the labor of his hands, and satisfied with it, is fortunate in this world and the next. Ezeo mechubad, who is a person who's fit to be honored? A mechab is somebody who honors other people and other creations. Sh'ne'emar ki mechab de'achabe nubosa yikolu. Those that honor me, I will honor, and those that disgrace me, I will disgrace. So he brings down the Musar Avos from Reb Sholem Baranovich, that a person who's a chacham by nature, he's born with a high IQ, or a person who's born with a physique that makes him strong, or a person who's born with wealth because he inherited it. So he's not really the master of his mile, something that the Rabbon Shom gave him. So the Mishnah is asking, who is really a chacham that creates his own chachma, creates his own gevura, creates his own ashirus? And that's what the Mishnah says, only a person who learns from other people, a person who is able to control his desires, and a person who is satisfied with his lot, those are people who are smart, strong, and rich on their through their own actions. Rabbeinu Yonah says that a person who's willing to learn from other people is already called a chacham, even if he hasn't learned anything, because in the end he will. But he is in essence a chacham because he wants to learn chachma. And the Marsha says that because he is a humble person who wants to learn from everyone, that therefore he will be zoche to chachma, because chachma satora goes to humble people. He also brings down, since people are very different in their temperament, characters, and so on, a person who learns from other people is a person who will be a chacham, because he learns all the different kinds of temperaments and different parts of what Torah are that apply to all different kinds of people. Rabbi Chanan Wasserman points out, you can even learn from fools. And the Belzer Rebbe adds, can even learn from Rishoyim. See how they do their evil with tremendous hislavus and tremendous rizos, and we can learn from them how we should do our Avodas Hashem. In fact, the Chafetz Chaim says that's what Yaakov Avinu criticized himself. In Lavan Garti, I learned to live with Lavan, and I kept Tarig Mitzvahs, but I didn't learn from his evil ways how to do my mitzvahs with the same tremendous desire that he did his trickery and his evil. And the Tolos Yaakov Yosef says, just like when a person looks in a mirror, he sees all of his shortcomings, or sees all of the things wrong with him, so too when a person looks at other people and sees their shortcomings, he's really seeing a reflection of his own shortcomings. Shamshon Thorl Hirsch says, why is a person who can control his desires called a real gibor? Because even the strongest warrior, if he can't control his desires, is a weakling. So a person who can't control his desires is stronger than the strongest warrior. The Magid Mikoznitz points out that HaKovesh Es Yitzro, everybody has their unique personal Yitzro Hara. that applies to them specifically that they have to overcome. And the Vizhnitzer Rebbe points out that a person is not supposed to destroy his Yetzer Hara, but capture it, conquer it, and guide it and channel it to be used for the good. As it says, B'shnei Yitzarecha, B'chol Levavcha, should serve God with both of your inclinations, good and bad. Use and channel the bad inclinations for the good. And the Gibor, there's a melech who rules over other people, but the strongest melech is the one who can rule over himself, so says the Me'iri. Rav Chaim Volozhiner asked the Vilna Gaon, how can there be a medrash that says that one of the midos of Hashem is to be sameach bechelko? God has everything. What does it mean that he's happy with his lot? So the Vilna Gaon told him, Klal Yisrael are called the lot of the Ribono Shel Olam. Ki chelek Hashem amo. And even though God would like us to be on much higher levels, he's happy with us on any level that we're on. The Ava Shalom says, sameach bechelko means that even though a person should never be satisfied with a minimum when it comes to mitzvahs and Torah, but he should be happy with what he accomplished. You can be happy with what you accomplished, not satisfied with it, and always want to accomplish more. Second Mishnah. Ben Azay Omer have Hiratzel Mitzvah Kala Uvoreach Minho Aveira. A person should run even after a light mitzvah and run away from Averas. Shemitzvah Goreris Mitzvah, because one mitzvah drags along another mitzvah. V'aveira goreris aveira, and aveira drags along another aveira. Sheschar mitzvah, mitzvah, the reward of a mitzvah is a mitzvah itself. Ushar aveira, aveira, and the punishment of an aveira is another aveira. So he brings down from Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, why do you have to run after mitzvahs? He says, because there's somebody else running after it to try to grab it from you, and that's the Yetzer Hara. So if you don't run to grab it, it'll be grabbed away from you by the Yetzer Hara. The Hegyone Avos says you should run to a mitzvah kali, even a mitzvah shelo lishma, because that will lead you to mitzvahs lishma. And you should run away from an avera, even an avera lishma, because the avera lishma is going to lead you to an avera shelo lishma. And by mitzvahs, it says mitzvah kala and mitzvah chamura. By averus it doesn't say that, because by mitzvahs there can be mitzvahs that are difficult to do and mitzvahs that are easy to do. By averus, once you have a taiva, every averus is easy to do. The Malbim had another idea in this Mishnah, not according to its simple explanation. The people in the Malbim city wanted to make an occasion that was involved with things that were not proper to do in order to raise money for the kehila. So the Malbim told them, no, that's what this Mishnah means. Boreach min ha'aveira shemitzvah goreris. Run away from an aveira, even if the aveira is for the sake of a mitzvah. Because that aveira will lead you to aveiras that are not for the sake of mitzvahs. Schar mitzvah mitzvah, Vartanur explains that the reward for a mitzvah is that the Rabbanus will give you the opportunity to do other mitzvahs. An additional pshat says the Mavartanura, that the fact that a person enjoys doing a mitzvah and doing Ratzon Hashem, that in itself is a mitzvah. So it's not only the action of the mitzvah itself that you get, but the fact that you enjoy doing Ratzon Hashem is in itself a mitzvah, in addition to the mitzvah itself. The Belzer Rebbe explains that schar mitzvah mitzvah, the schar for mitzvah is not something extrinsic, that you're given some kind of compensation for the mitzvah, but the schar is intrinsic to the mitzvah itself. The mitzvah is beneficial to the person, and the mitzvah itself is the reward. And the Vilna Gaon explains that when a person does a mitzvah, it envelops him with a spirit of purity that makes it conducive to do other mitzvahs. And the opposite, when a person does an aveira, it envelops him with tuma that makes it difficult for him to do mitzvahs and easy to do averas. the third Mishnah. Hu haya omer al tehi bas l'chol adam. Don't belittle any person. The al tehi maflig l'chol davar, and don't over-exaggerate anything. Shein l'chol adam, shein lo shah, v'ein l'chol davar, shein lo makum. Everything has its place. Every person has its his time. So the Chidah says that don't underestimate the power that anybody has to harm you and be afraid, but on the other hand, don't exaggerate it and the danger, and realize that the Rabbanu Shel Olam can save you from any tzara. And the same thing others say means that don't think that there's anything that's impossible, right? And therefore be choshish for everything. And at the same time, don't say, what do I need this thing for? What benefit could it bring me? Everything could possibly bring you a detriment or a benefit. The Toras Avos says, Ein lecho adam shein lo shah. Everybody has a time, which the Mishnah later on says, everybody has a time where it's conducive for him to do tshuva. And a person who doesn't have times like that is not an Adam. Only every Adam, every real human being has times like that. If you don't have times like that, you're not a real human being. Fourth Mishnah. Rabbi Levitas Ish Yavna Omer, Ma'od Ma'od Hevish Faruach. Person should be extremely humble. Shetikvas Enosh Rima. Because the hope of a person is, in the end, he's going to decompose in the earth. Rabbi Yochim and Broka Omer, Kol Machal Shem Shemayim Beseser, Nifroim Yimena Begali. A person who's Machal Shem Shemayim secretly, so he's punished in the open. Echad Shogeg Vechad Mezid Bechil Hashem. Makes no difference if you Mechal Shem Shemayim B'Shogeg or Mezid, there's always a repercussion. The Rambam says that even by most character traits, it's good to follow the middle path, but when it comes to haughtiness and humility, it's better to go to the extreme. And the Chovas HaLevava says there's two kinds of gaiva. One is that a person is misgoyah in his physical things. He's handsome, he's rich, or so on. And other, he's misgoyah in his spiritual things. He's smart, frum, whatever it may be. And therefore, it says, ma'od, ma'od, hevish varuach, on both ma'od, whether it's physical things or spiritual things, be humble. The Birkas Avos says, you should be a shvar ruach, not just externally humble, but it should be something that comes from your inside, your real life force, that you're really humble internally, not just externally. The fifth Mishnah, Rabbi Shmuel Dino Omer, Halomei Torah Amanas Lelamed, Maspikim Biyado Lilmodu Lelamed. The Halomei Amanas Lasos, Maspikim Biyado Lilmodu Lelamed, Lishmor Velasos. Reb Tzadik Omer Al Tasem At Torah Lisgadol Gohem Velo Kardum Machbol Rehem. Don't use the Torah as a means to give yourself honor, to adorn yourself, or as an axe to dig with, to make a parnasa, to make money from it. The Kacho Yehilal Omer Hishtamish Mitaga Cholaf. Person who uses the crown of Torah for his own personal purposes will pass away. Cholamadato Cholanehenem Yidivrei Torah Notul Chai Min Olam. Person who gets personal benefit, uses the Torah for personal benefit, passes away from the world. Just one more word on the previous Mishnah. The Ritva says, what's the connection between being extra humble and the end of the Mishnah deals with Chilul Hashem? Just even though a person has to be humble, when it comes to Chilul Hashem, there he can't be humble and he has to assert himself to fight against Chilul Hashem. Rav Mordechai Mineshri says, Halomid Amanas Alamid, a person who learns with the intention of teaching, even though it's going to diminish his own learning, the Rabbanu Shalom give him the power that his learning won't suffer because he's giving up his...
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.